The Asian European bisphenol A markets have faced constrained supply, a spate of price escalation and strong derivative demand over recent weeks, although the sentiment in China has changed a bit over the past week. I'm Heidi Finch, Senior Editor at ICIS, covering BPA in Europe, and I'm joined by my colleague Julia Tan, Editor of the Asian BPA coverage, and we're here to discuss the status quo for BPA and the near-term outlook for both regions. The China and Europe BPA markets are both very interesting, so let's discuss the reasons behind this and the expectations on how things may play out in the near term. So Julia, what is the sentiment like in China in the second half of April and expectations for May? And if you can tell us why that is as well.
Hi Heidi, always nice to be back on the podcast.
Thanks,
sentiment has somewhat softened in China, particularly as BPA spot prices have been declining in the domestic Chinese market as of late. This morning, domestic Chinese spot prices were assessed at 27,500 to 28,300 yuan per ton ex warehouse over in East China, which is a significant decrease from the 30,000 yuan mark that it reached previously in this month. So with a bearish domestic market, it is quite unlikely that buyers will opt for imported cargoes at this moment due to the time that it takes for the cargoes to arrive into China, as prices could potentially decline even further in the meantime. China's Labor Day holidays are also approaching, and buyers are likely to only make purchases after the holidays have concluded, given current bearishness in the BPA markets, which could compound the slowdown in purchasing momentum. In addition, the domestic Chinese polycarbonate sector has reduced its operations quite significantly for some time now amid historically high BPA prices. I mean, some market players have also noted that the market is in the midst of an adjustment, as it is simply very difficult to downstream users, you know, to try and consistently absorb and pass on such high upstream costs. In fact, some end users in the polycarbonate markets have also stopped purchasing polycarbonate and are relying on their current inventories of finished goods to tide them over this period. I mean, domestic BPA prices are declining, but we have to keep in mind that these prices are still fairly high. So over on the imported BPA side of things, prices in China have actually risen by about 120% since early January.
Well, that's a significant change. Thanks for this important insight, Julia. Just wanted to ask, anything that may trigger a shift in supply or price in the near term?
Well, there are various factors that may actually support the BPA market in the near term, despite, you know, the bearishness that I mentioned previously. So first of all, the supply of phenol in Asia may be constrained, as we have a few unprecedented plant shutdowns or the reduction of operating rates. So for instance, Thailand's PTT Phenol reduced phenol production after a power outage, while Taiwan Prosperity Chemical Corp has also issued a force majeure on its phenol supply in June. This means that despite, you know, various turnarounds concluding around end April for the Asia BPA market, supply could, you know, continue to be constrained for the month of May. And secondly, the second quarter is still, after all, the peak season for epoxy resins, meaning that epoxy resin makers are very likely to continue to procure BPA cargoes for production, particularly as the margins are, you know, fairly good at the moment.
Yeah, thanks, Judith. There's still some key points to keep in mind. So just looking at the Indian market, any specific points that you'd like to highlight?
Well, you know, as you know, over in India, the coronavirus situation is extremely serious. While this has not yet significantly affected downstream operating rates, market sentiment has weakened over the past week with various lockdowns and curfews implemented by the Indian government. So petrochemical demand has also slowed down as a result, and BPA is no exception. Although producers do continue to maintain relatively high offers due to tight, you know, overall supply of BPA, there is a slowdown in purchasing momentum, particularly for, you know, smaller buyers. Some market participants, you know, I've spoken to have also made the observation that epoxy resins demand in India, you know, is itself likely to slow down as industrial activity becomes impacted by the pandemic, which could further weaken, you know, India's BPA demand. But however, because India does not actually manufacture domestic BPA, the prices of BPA imports in India are also very significantly influenced by regional market developments, specifically, you know, in China as well. Heidi, you know, what have been the main talking points in the Europe BPA market for April?
Well, it's really the same story as we've had the first recent months. The persistent supply shortage on the spot market remains the main consideration. So we've still got Hexion's ongoing force majeure on BPA at their Pernis site. We've had import delays, disruption, heightened by the recent Suez Canal incident. We've also got continued derivative demand strength. So this keeps BPA stocks pretty low in Europe. There's also upstream constraints as well, and they're adding to the tense supply situation. So the prolonged supply crunch does seem to keep record high prices pretty well supported. And there's some traders who typically buy from Asia, but they're totally dry of product at the moment because there's little to no Asian spot offerings. And there's also a lack of price acceptance at the current high levels because of the increased risk due to lengthy lead times for deep sea cargoes.
Right, yes. Well, in that case, how long do you think this supply strain will last in Europe?
Well, it very much depends on demand to a large extent. Derivative demand for epoxy resins remains extremely buoyant. It's a very tight market, and we've seen prices hitting record highs for four consecutive months. And now we're seeing, in fact, that this bullishness is also extending into May on continued short supply. We also see a similar story for polycarbonate. It remains very bullish, strong, and tight. So if derivative demand remains strong in Europe, it will take longer for the BPA stocks to be replenished, especially in view of the global shortage through the chain. Some buyers hope, maybe wishful thinking, that supply may start to ease already in May, possibly June, with the delayed Asian cargoes arriving post-Suez disruption. Also, there's hope that once the US market recovers or normalizes, following the winter freeze, that this could help ease the strain on global supply. Although others are sort of a bit more skeptical, they suggest that the supply shortage may persist into Q3, possibly July, when demand is likely to slow during the summer. However, it's worth noting that there are missing components in various formulations now, or, you know, because of the extreme price inflation, that this could dilute demand for BPA in the meantime. So we are watching this space very closely. It's also key whether the lull in the China buying activity actually continues. And if this is prolonged, this could possibly allow for more export potential from South Korea to Europe. So we're just watching this space as well. It's also expected that when Hexion lifts their force majeure on BPA at Pernis, that this will also bring some domestic supply easing. So overall, thanks ever so much for your comments, Julia, on the Asian BPA market and for joining me on the podcast today. Always great insights. It's certainly an interesting time, both in Europe and Asia, amid a period of heightened volatility in the BPA world, and we'll keep a close eye on further developments. So thanks for listening to the ICIS BPA podcast, and please head to the ICIS dashboard for more information. Thank you.